Hey there, Patriots. Here we are again with Team Melly. I've got Tammy and Debbie and Tess with us today. Hey, girls. We are doing study guide number 20 of the book End Times. Who's got their book? I always needed to have that in my hand. End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. This is the end times for the creeps and a thousand years of peace for us. And so we've gone, can you believe we've done 19 already, girls? I can't even believe
I
that.
know.
Yeah, we are missing Colleen and Christy today, but I'm so glad you girls could come and hang out. And we're going to get through this revelation. We're going to learn it backwards and forwards, and we're going to know it so that we can share it with other people. I just posted this morning, it's a post, it said, if you don't have a conspiracy friend, get one because you're going to need one real coming up real quick. And same thing applies for Revelation. If you don't have someone who knows Revelation and understands it, you need to get one. And that's what we're here for, is to help you guys know so you can help other people understand the wonderful truth about end times, the good news of the kingdom. All right, today we're talking about a harlot. That's today's lesson. So here we go. So if PG-13, right? Or 18, whatever it is. All right, let's do it. Y'all ready? And we're gonna, you know what, before we start, Tammy, we're gonna pray. Because I don't want to, I normally pray at the end of the videos, but she says we need to pray before. I agree. So would you lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just come to you today. We just ask that each person listening to this video, that all distractions are out of their way, out of their thoughts, that they can just focus totally in on what you have to say today. We ask that any voice that's not yours be gone. We pray for each person here. We pray for each person that's listening. We ask that if there's any medical, any physical, anything going on, that the Lord is with you, that you know that you're covered. And we just pray that our hearts and minds are open to today's study. We just know that each person that hears this, if not today, and shares it with someone else, that the more and more people who know and understand your word, the sooner we are to the great, I don't know, the great day. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Yes, amen. The truth will set us free, but everybody's got to understand the truth, right? Right?
The
All right. So that's what we're working on. We're going to get there. All right. So let's go.
truth.
Okay. Share. Boom. Share the screen. This is my website for those of you who are new, freedomforce.live. You can find all the videos over there as well as on my Rumble channel. Here are the social media links right here for the videos and for the social media. And we look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is literally biblical what we are all experiencing as all of humanity. And these are the three books that we have online on Amazon for $2.99. So that's the one we're going through today on chapter 20 is study guide number 20 is the end times and a thousand years of peace. And we're actually going to be in the NLT version today. So that should make it a lot easier to read. I'm going to make the study guide in the NLT, New Living Translation. I love the way it makes it just so clear. All right. This one's entitled Harlots Will Do Anything for Money. Okay. It's from chapter 19 of the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's from Revelation chapter 17. 17. Okay. Right. 17. All right. So, Tammy, get started with number one, please.
Okay. All right. Not to be crass, but the only way to understand who the harlot is to consider what a harlot does. Basically, anything for money. So, list all the types of groups that will do anything to help the New World Order with their evil agenda to rule over humanity. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing that on my screen. I maybe made some changes to the study
Oh,
guide.
you know what? Oh, you might have. Yeah.
Okay. That's the dangerous thing. Okay, yeah. So let's go with this one on the screen because
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm reading mine.
I
Okay,
must have
so
made
there we
some.
go.
I must have made some changes. All right. So shout out some of these groups. Ladies who will do anything to help the New World Order agenda to do their evil agenda.
Mainstream media,
There you
number
go.
one.
There you
Yes.
go. Well, and medical institutions and educational institutions and
Big tech, corporation,
yeah, right.
politicians, leaders.
Here's a perfect example we've had this week. Zuckerberg is happy
Yep.
to censor us and to ban us and to to promote the New World Order agenda. Of course, they didn't even talk about the election fraud, but whatever, that's a whole, they just brought up about the COVID, because that's coming out, and everybody realizes that, because I don't know if you knew that, but RFK said five states, I think, have sued Pfizer for knowingly, you know, giving us something that would harm us with myocarditis and all that. Anyway, the point is, you know, we've got, so Zuckerberg was working with them, whereas Durov would not. And he's in prison right now. I don't know if he's in jail or as we speak, but you know, they're charging him for basically not working with them. So it's a tough thing to not work with them. But yeah, so yeah, mainstream. I've said mainstream media. Anybody else? Anything else? There's Hollywood, the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Hollywood.
So individuals, and we're not talking about the entire industry, because there are, like, James Woods is a great, you know, actor who's a great patriot. You know, but by and large, so many in this industry, these industries have been part of the system to help the evil agenda, promote the evil agenda of the New World Order. So that's what a harlot is. So when you think of the harlot, everybody, that's, you know, that helps you to really understand if they want them to lie, cheat on the elections, whatever, you name it, they're willing to do it. That's the whole point, right? All right. Number two, Debbie, do that one.
What does it mean that the harlot rules over many waters? This is from Revelation 17:15. One of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came over and spoke to me.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Come with me, he said, and I will show you the judgment that is going to come on the great prostitute who rules over many waters. And I was wondering, this means people from every people group, from every ethnicity, from every country, from every socioeconomic, every, yeah, exactly. Everybody has these people in this harlot group.
Yeah. Right. Who rules over them. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You've got these people overlording. I even saw something today. They were going after the Amish. Like, aren't these people supposed to be outside of that system? But they can't. Definitely. No, they can't either. Nowhere in the world. So it rules. It's so funny because, we're going to get to it a little bit later. It talks about they even rule over the New World Order, which is very interesting. And it's because they're the ones who really are steering the ship, you know. And you even see, like, with Kamala, when she's speaking, she's not speaking clearly from the heart. She's basically just being their mouthpiece. And that's why she has such a hard time, because she can't think for herself. And she's being there, just doing whatever she's told. All right. So I'll just mention one quick thing to you. In the King James, I'm going to just say this real quick. And I don't even know. This is, you know, not quite PG-13. I'm just going to say this. And then you don't have to give any commentary. But here in this King James Version, it says, come, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Sitteth upon many waters. So does anyone get the possible connotation of it sitting upon many waters? Right? So there you go. Hopefully you guys can put that together. You know, what is she doing sitting on people to basically,
well, and
what's the word, Tess? Come up with a word.
A PG-13 word?
Right. Very right. A PG-13 word. To screw people. Okay. Well, how about this? That's the cleanest word I can think of. Okay. Go ahead,
Deb. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What were you saying, Deb?
I was saying, I'm young enough or old enough to remember when they first came out with TV, and we got a TV in our house, and we watched the TV every night, you know, and we got programmed. And subliminally, we've been brainwashed through the TV and through the media and through these things to laud these people, to hold them up in high esteem, and that they're somehow better than everybody else. They're more beautiful. They're more this, they're more that. And basically they will say or do anything to fulfill this agenda that is behind the scenes, that is satanic, that is evil, that causes us all of this distress in this time. And so this has not been going on forever and ever, but probably my whole lifetime. it, and this is something to break through, break from, to understand we've got to break through this evil.
Yep. Yep. You're very, very good point. Very good point. We've, yeah. And it's still so hard to, you know, you begin to trust these people, whether it's like the mainstream media, you trust them and you watch them on
this product. This will work for you, you know, all of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we've learned, and that's what they were trying to do, so that we would trust them and take the jab.
Right.
Right. So that was a very good example. When I didn't hate that the COVID, you know, all that happened, but it did wake up people to realize, hey, there are people who are trying to, who literally are selling us out. All right. Tess, give me number three.
Yeah. Give examples of how the harlot commits fornication with the kings of the earth. How do they cause people to obey the New World Order government rather than God? Revelation 17:2. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her, and the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality.
Yeah. We kind of talked about that. Any more thoughts on that? That, you know, whether they're forcing them, us, you know, promoting the jab or obey the government or wear the mask or do the, you know, pay your taxes or whatever it is. Obey, obey, obey.
Well, you know, it's like, they rape our minds with their brainwashing.
Yep.
They rape us financially by taking stuff away, you know, our money, our hard earned money away from us and just filling it in their back pockets. You know, I mean, so it's just now that you understand the symbolism of the harlot.
Yes.
It makes perfect sense.
Yep. People say this all the time. They're screwing us over. Okay. Going to shout out something, Deb?
Well, I was just saying, with peer pressure and mockery and superiority complex, I heard somebody say yesterday in a meme, but it really wasn't funny, shut up and vote the way I tell you to vote.
Uh-huh.
Because,
right.
Because it's not working for the people to easily do it. And they were saying, I'm so much smarter than you. You just got to do what I tell you to do. And these people are going, uh-uh. I am not doing it anymore. And they're seeing through it. Thank you, Jesus.
And it had to get to that. Really, they had to turn it up too. They turned it up too hot.
Yeah,
and it became more obvious. All right, Tammy, number four.
How are the inhabitants of Earth drunk with the wine of her pornification? Revelation 17:2. Think drunk with power. Mm. Mm. Money, power, prestige. How are they?
Yep.
There are those that are benefiting today and they think that they're winning. Mm-hmm. And those of us that are sitting here, when I turn on the news and it says, we're spending your money on this, this, and this. And I think, I didn't vote for this, this, and this. Where's my voice?
Right.
What do I say? Who do I talk to?
Right. And they've been able to get away with it.
Yes. And they just keep doing it. They're just like, okay, well, the rule is this, but we're going to do this. Just like the indictments on Trump today. We're not supposed to do anything 60 days from an election. Perfect. And here it is.
Yeah, they're drunk with power because they just feel like they can just do whatever they please. Huh. You know, I guess when someone is drunk, they lose all sense of decorum and
reality.
What's right and wrong. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I don't care if they're hurting you. Yeah.
And they feel like they're in the club and we can... You know, we just have to sit there and take it. All right. So number five, Deb.
Number five, describe in your own words some of the ways the harlot blasphemes the Lord with a cup full of abomination and wickedness. And so Revelation 17 says, so the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and 10 horns, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. And the woman wore purple and scarlet clothing and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. And in her hand, she held a golden goblet full of obscenities and the impurities of her immorality. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a visual. This is a really visual vision that he had of the woman and the beast with the heads and all of the blasphemies and things. And I'm so glad that we've been made aware of what's going on underneath our feet in hurting I'm glad we're aware of it, the hurting the children and the blasphemies, and basically thumbing their nose to God and His rules and His statutes of anything with immoral, anything immoral, anything evil, anything against God. I think of Baal worship, and I think of
Blasphemy
absolute just.
against goes those created in God's image.
And he was talking about here how the beautiful things, it was beautiful, you know, all of these things, but in its hand was full of this obscenities. And so I just wrote, you know, the secret rituals, the slavery, child trafficking, pedophilia, all of these things go into these blasphemies.
Yes, you're exactly. I agree 1,000%. And they've drunk with this evil. It's just, it's hard for us to fathom, but John was being given this vision so we would understand this is pure evil. And let's just think about the modern teaching on Revelation. I don't think I've ever really understood from that teaching that there's just abject evil I didn't, I basically got out of it that the world was going to destroy humanity and we were going to have to escape Earth. I didn't catch that we were, you know, this was obscenities and the impurity of, you know, just absolute blasphemy. I didn't get that. I didn't understand that. And now that we're awake, we see, we understand this. Right. Like you were saying, listing off all these awful demonic satanic. I mean, it's literally satanic that they have done. So this is who we're fighting. And they're part of this, you know, because a normal person is not going to join and be a harlot for them. We have too much self pride, you know, that self respect to leave our brain and not even think for ourselves. You know, this is not people who are brainwashed. This is people who are knowingly joining in here to do this. And that's why my next question, number six. Go ahead, Miss Tess.
Does the harlot seem unhappy, coerced, elated, drunk with power? Probably all of the above. I don't know, though, because sometimes I think that when these people first start into this, they are happy. They think it's a great thing. But the deeper and deeper and deeper they get into it, I think their soul starts really eating at them, you know, but then you're trapped. You know, most of them have been, you know, videoed and coerced where they can't get out. And no matter how much they hate it, they're stuck. You know,
well,
what do you
do? I do think that the white hats have given people an out, that if they want to get out, that they'll find a way for them to get out and turn state's evidence. So I do think that, you know, if let's just pretend if you were in this situation and you wanted to get out, you could call the Trump team and get a way out. You could call, you know, so, but it would not be easy. I agree. It would be not be easy.
And
but
I think they're scared. Some of them are really scared.
Maybe. I'm sure there's no be scared of the judgment. Go ahead, Deb.
But the rich young ruler that, you know, the rich young ruler in the Bible, I can't think of where that is right this second. He turned away because it was just too much. He couldn't give up all of those things because he was afraid what would he do if he didn't, you know? And so I think about that, them and the rich young ruler, they have to weigh all of the options that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it would be hard to give up.
Right. See, we don't know what it's like to have all the, you know, all this.
That's what I was.
Thanks, Amy.
Oh, drunk with power. The ones that are the higher up they go, the more they feel they get away with it. They're invincible.
Yeah.
They don't even
None of us have
care.
Tasted
the
that.
Lower one, I think we're talking about the lower ones that still may have a conscience, but there are some that are beyond conscience.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah.
It seared it with a hot branding iron. Yeah, as the word says.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no doubt. I think, but in the picture of this Revelation 17, she does not look unhappy.
Right.
It doesn't appear that she's coerced. She just looks like we're living at large and we're screwing people over and we're, you know, getting away with it. You know, no one can do anything to us, you know, as it says, you know, a little later, well, you know.
And those, you know, they can look right in the camera and lie to your face and not feel a thing about
just
it.
Smile and never have.
And they know they're saying exactly what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. And that's going back to a harlot. It's like, how can someone do this job? I mean, you have to lost your sense of self, your sense of you're made in the image of God, you know, and you're just, you know, whatever. All right. Mm-hmm. So number seven, whose turn is it?
Tammy's.
I think it's mine.
Okay.
Okay. Seven, is Mystery Babylon the Great a particular nation such as America or Russia? Why or why not? Revelation 17:5, a mysterious name was written on her forehead. Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. I just say, no, it's the New World Order, evil everywhere. It's, we are
right.
Universally.
You know that's what's, yeah. You know, that's what's told out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, America is Babylon, you know, the Great.
Right.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah. America's, you know, God's angry with America. He's coming to destroy America. No, that's not true. I'm just telling you right now, everybody who's watching, that is not true. The Lord is rescuing America. The Lord is rescuing the whole world. And he's using America. Our great destiny is to like the amazing grain that Joseph had, the bundle of grain. We're going to help save the whole world. Because we're going to elect President Trump, and Trump is going to, it's just going to be the end of these creeps. It's going to be the end of it.
The light on the hill.
Yeah. What is it? Yes.
The light on the hill.
We have this great destiny. So yeah, that Babylon, as you were saying, Tammy, that's the New World Order. No doubt about it. This criminal network, criminal cabal run by these elite, quote, at the top, who've controlled the money and the wars and all that. All right. And most of these at the top are nameless, faceless. We don't even know who they are, the bloodlines. So that is this mystery, because we don't even know who they are. All right. Number eight. Oh, I do. We just said this. We already said it.
Yeah.
We answered both of those. Go ahead to number nine.
Give examples of how the harlot is drunk with the blood of saints. Saints is just another name for believers in Christ. So verse 6 says, I could see that she was drunk with the blood of God's holy people who are witnesses for Jesus. I stared at her in complete amazement. Mm. Wow. Well, she is so used to mocking God's holy people, marginalizing them, I just said that Christians are targeted. I saw a point made in one of the media things that I saw, not mainstream, but was talking about the Olympics and all of the things. They could never get away with the mockery that they did of the Olympic opening ceremonies of the Last Supper against the Muslims, right, or any other. They choose the Christians because they hate us. They hate us so badly because with Christ, and we will overcome. We will be the winner. So I just feel like we are their target. But I don't know how else that would.
Okay. Yeah, that no doubt they have done that, no doubt. So does anybody else have a thought on that?
Well, talking about the Christians being persecuted, you know, Sunday in church, our pastor said something that made a lot of sense. If you criticize or make fun of a Muslim, you're racist, you're evil. If you criticize, you know, another religion, you're racist and horrible person. But you can mock and do anything you want to Christians all the time, and it's not racist. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's such a double standard there. It's like Christians. Any other religion, you would get, you know, crucified for saying anything negative about them. But you can do it against Christians all day long.
Right.
Yeah. And so, that last...
Go ahead.
That last sentence, I stared at her in complete amazement. I find myself doing that. Sometimes I'm just looking, going...
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. That's the look. That's the look. How can they be doing this? Well, yeah. And so I think I expand it to not just Christians. Okay, I expand it to look what is happening to the people in Gaza. Literally, mm-hmm. They come with a tank and they say, we're going to mow your house down, bulldoze your house, and you have to get out. And they go and they bomb them. And then they say, we're protecting ourselves. We're protecting ourselves. You know, it's like, and they just attacked Hezbollah. And they say, we have to preemptively strike because they were going to strike us. And like, It's really, I mean, who that just it makes you stare in complete amazement. Look what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. And these people are being literally put in prison and they're held against their will until someone needs their organ, their heart.
Organs.
It's just, it makes you stare in complete amazement. You look at, Bill Gates releasing mosquitoes that are filled with West Nile virus. And you're just like, who would ever think of such evil? Who could, it's just shocking. And that they keep getting away with it. Look at what's happening to how the financial destruction in Venezuela. The people are, just losing 25 pounds a year, and eating whatever they can find out of garbage cans, and there's no dogs left. I mean, it just
Yeah.
makes you stare in complete amazement. And if someone tells me that this hasn't been tribulation, I don't know where they've been. They are living under
Right.
a rock, and it's horrifying what's going on in Ukraine, where they're taking children, young boys to fight on the front lines that, and their parents never, will see them again. Just awful. And they're just destroying the beautiful cities like President Trump has talked about. I mean, just they just go on and on and on and on, and it never stops. They can't. And it's because they're drunk with this power, because again, if someone is filled with a demon, they can't. This is what demons do. They love to destroy. They love to mock. They love to, do something that makes you just can't even believe the abject evil.
Drunk with power also makes me think that they don't feel like there's going to be any consequence
No.
or debt to
No,
pay
they think they're
for their
inevitable.
actions. That's what that means, is they've lost their inhibition to
Right.
feel that there's going to be any price to pay.
Yeah, and that's it's so funny, because on one side, yes, but on the other side, remember how when Jesus was, casting out that demon, he said the demon went to him and said, "Oh, are you here to cast us out, cast us into the abyss before the time?" The demons know that their future is to be in the abyss. But I guess the bottom line, demons do what demons do. They don't have the ability. This is the thing that it's hard for Christians to understand, or any person who loves God. It's hard for people to love God who just want to do good to their families and good to other people and live fairly and just live their lives. It's hard for us to just, we cannot even imagine this abject evil. It's just hard for us to, that's why we're the sheep, and we're so easily duped, because we just can't think like that. That's what makes it so hard for us to do that. Anyway, so yeah, I think that's very important to understand. I think they're drunk with the blood of saints all over the world, whatever their religion, or no religion. There's people who are, and I use the word here, saints, and I did wrote in believers in Christ, but I'm probably going to make that a little, I'm going to probably change that to be more just people who, they're drunk with killing anybody who's
Puts
not
their faith and
smart.
trust in God. I
Right. Thank you, Debbie. Great way to say it. Yes, I think that's exactly what I'm going to put in there. Something like that. Or just that, who just is not a demon. There's either those who have demons or those who don't, and so the ones who have demons want to destroy those who have not let the demons in. Did I say that right? All right. All right. So, okay, that was icky one. All right. So let's go on. Let's hear, it's probably going to get ickier from here. Sorry. All right. So who's number 10?
What is the beast with seven heads and ten horns? Give a likely interpretation of this last beast that ascended from the bottomless pit. Revelation 17, 7 and 8. Why are you so amazed? The angel asked. I will tell you the mystery of this woman and the beast with the seven heads and ten horns on which she sits. The beast you saw was once alive, but isn't now. But yet he will soon come out of the bottomless pit and go into the eternal destruction. And the people who belong to this world, whose names were not written in the book of life before the world was made, will be amazed at the reappearance of the beast who had died.
Okay, so who is this? Do y'all have it? Is in the book. This, you probably had to go to the book to get this. Who is that? Does anybody have any of that?
With the New World Order of the the countries that were in the that is that what you're talking about here?
Well, okay, so it's talking about, let me see the verse. It says, the beast you saw was once alive. So we've already identified this, the New World Order, but it's very interesting in verse 8. It says, the beast you saw was once alive, but isn't now.
What the prophets of Baal.
Say it one more time.
The prophets of Baal or Baal or how we say
right, it. Right, right. So, right, and there's a Set cult, S-E-T, Set cult, that used to, you know, and that basically you're what you're talking about there, Baal worship. Okay.
Yeah. And you say Nazis?
Well, this so they what they how they used to rule.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that, I put cults and death, and I thought, well,
yeah.
Well, where did I put that?
I think it's in the book. I don't know what page number it's on, but this cult was, I think that's what it's talking about. This cult that used to be there before, like around the time of Christ or before, where they were just this abject evil way back in the day, way back in, you know, Egypt, whatever. And so this, they had this cult that would do this, these rituals and what we're seeing has
we lost your sound.
Really? Hello. Can you hear me? Hello?
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
I was thinking that beginning thing at France when they were saying, everybody was saying, one of the talking points, the left's, oh.
Are you hearing me now?
Now you're back. Yeah. Okay,
good. Okay, good. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, you know, I have people on the left that constantly come at me with things. So I always love to hear their talking points. So when everyone was upset that in France it looked like the Last Supper, there, no, that wasn't the Last Supper. Are you talking about that kind of cult too? Because that was evil worshipers that, you know, from way back when, and now it's like they're bringing them back. Because it looked like the Lord's Supper to us who are Christians, but to the evildoers, they knew that as something coming back that was their party.
A resurgence
of their power.
Evil. It was even what they were talking about was still evil.
Right. Well, this person thought, you know, their good talking point was, that's not the Lord's Supper. So that's what they've already, you know, they were all immediately programmed to come back at you. That's not the Lord's Supper, not the Lord's Supper. But I said, well, then what is it? You know, and right. I did a little digging myself.
Right. So he's saying that during the time of John writing this, he is saying that at that moment, 2000 years ago, that this beast you saw was once alive and isn't now. Even during the time of John writing this, it wasn't alive at that point. They weren't doing even, and we knew they were doing a lot of evil things in the society, even at that point. But there was something that was this, like the Baal worship with like Elijah and all that, and all these, that was what had been stopped. And that's kind of, I guess, why I had always thought that this, you know, this wasn't going on in our day, but here, you know, that this would be something that was afterward. When I was under the old thinking about Revelation, the way I was thinking of it before, but now I realize that this has resurged under this New World Order to do this Baal worship. That's what we've understood. And we, you know, that's what woke most of us up when we realized the trafficking of children and the sacrifice. It's just, that's when we all stopped whatever we were doing in our world. And we said, we will get in join with this fight because we're not going to have a world where this is happening. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. I think that's what it's talking about. And that's what a lot of people who, you know, are still asleep don't realize, this horrible Baal worship is going on, has been going on by these creeps. All right. That was the main thing I wanted to say about that. The one is ascended out of the pit, and it will go back, as Tess read, yet he will soon come up out of the bottomless pit and go to eternal destruction. As it says, the beast and the false prophet will never come out again. The beast and the false prophet will never come out of the pit once they're thrown into the pit. This will never resurge. Praise the Lord. Ever, ever, ever.
Praise the Lord.
That's what we're fighting for. That's what all of us, everybody who's listening, I know that's why you get up every day to keep fighting. So we're going to stop that. We don't mind being, poor. We don't mind that. We just can't have this happening. That's when we stood up to fight. All right. Number 11. I think it's Tammy. No, I'm confused. Whose turn? Is it Debbie's turn? Oh, are y'all here?
I think it's Tammy's, but she's muted.
Yeah, go ahead. Tammy's lost her sound.
Okay, there. Okay. Okay, give your thoughts on a likely interpretation of the seven heads and seven mountains of Revelation 17:9. Possibly the seven new world order control constructs, government, education, entertainment, medical, media, tech, financial, religion. Revelation 16. This calls for a mind with understanding. The seven heads of the beast represent the seven hills where the woman rules. They also represent seven kings.
Yes. All right. All right. So I had thrown that out there. Go ahead, Deb. Did you have a thought?
I was just trying to say you went back to 16,
Revelation. I know. I've got it. Yeah, we need to fix that. Is that 16?
Yes. It might just be. It just might be a typo.
I think okay. It's. I think it's a typo.
Okay,
yeah, we'll fix
I'm
it.
I'm in a different version, so I couldn't decide if that was what we were reading or now.
Okay, it is. I just need. It's a typo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the seven heads represent the seven hills. A lot of people say, "Oh, that represents Rome." Well, and they take it to the Catholic Church, but it's bigger than that. It's not the papacy. It's not the Catholic Church. It's, you know, yes, Rome is built on seven hills. Okay, but that's what this is talking about is much bigger because it's worldwide. And yes, the Catholic Church is worldwide, but it's bigger than even the Catholic Church because that's just one of the religious constructs. We have, you know, there are a lot of people who are outside of the Catholic Church. You've got, you know, but you've got all these different constructs here. As I was, had written out, the government is one control construct. Education mm-hmm. is one control construct. And don't minimize that because that's what really brainwashes people from their infancy all the way through college. Mm-hmm. Entertainment industry. People, you know, watch that like a religion. The medical, very much in under our, we're under their control, have been. As Big Pharma, you know, if we don't get this solved, it's curtains, you know, right? There's this control construct. They're controlling our health. What did RFK said? I think when Fauci first took over, I think 3% of the people had chronic illness. Mm-hmm. Now they have 60%. There's 60% with chronic illness. Yeah. Thank you, Fauci. So this is another, clearly a control construct. Media tech, clearly, right? Controlling what we think about wars and all that. Financial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And religion. I think those are the seven.
Mm.
I think those are the controlled constructs. So when they talk about, you know, this is a Catholic church, that's an old way of thinking. That's a small way of thinking. Think of the New World Order controls all these controlled constructs, the government, the education, entertainment, medical, media, tech, financial, and religion. They control it. And if you're in this, in any of these, and you step out of line, then you're out. Like Tucker, he's out because he wasn't following, you know, what they're, you know, and they'll give you some truth, but it's all meant to control. So anyone else have a thought on that?
Well, I think it's interesting too, if you stop and think about the different people Trump's starting to put in place in his administration, that's going to be over these like seven things, you know, to try to get them back in line with what they're supposed to be.
Right.
You know,
right.
You got
and
Elon. Drain the
swamp. Right.
Yeah. And so I think he realizes that these seven things have got to be corrected right away. And he's finding those right people in each of those areas that's going to come in his administration to fix those things.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I agree 1,000%. And I think that on his first term, it was not time yet. There was still a lot more awakening that people had to have, you know.
Yeah.
I hate it, but it's what it took. And actually, if you guys haven't watched the RFK interview, he just had a really great interview with Tucker, and he was talking.
Oh, I watched it.
That was so good. How he was talking. If you're trying to talk to someone, really use the Socratic method and ask questions, because if you come at them and speak against what they believe, that will just solidify that thinking. And he said, pour concrete on it. So I thought that was really, really good, using this question just to make someone think. That's what we're trying to get at. All right. Now, I've already forgotten. I think, is it?
It's 12? Me.
Okay. Whatever.
I think we're on 12. Are we 12? Fill in the diagram of the likely interpretations of these kingdoms, five that are fallen as of John's writing, and one that was ruling during John's day, and the seventh one that has not yet come at the time of John's writing, and the eighth final kingdom, evil kingdom.
This one's a difficult one. So get ready, everybody. This one's kind of complicated. Go ahead.
Well, I think this whole chapter is so interesting because, you know, we were, you know, basically said, you can't understand Revelation, don't read Revelation. But I think anybody that reads this and with this understanding is going to see this so clearly. I think we can point people to this chapter and say, read this. You can see it clearly. So, five kings have already fallen. The sixth now reigns, and the seventh is yet to come, but his reign will be brief. The second beast that was, but is no longer, is the eighth king. He is like the other seven, and he too is headed for destruction. Now, you wrote down the kingdoms in the book, which I copied, but yes. I was thinking about it as I was writing them down, Daniel's statue.
Yes.
I was thinking Daniel's statue. So kingdom one, yes. I filled in the Egyptian king. Fallen kingdom two was the Babylonian king. The kingdom three was the Media. And then the king four was the Persian king. And king five was the Greek king, kingdom.
Yes.
And then six, you wrote down in John's day, ruling in John's day, was the Roman kingdom.
Right.
And then the kingdom yet to come, I didn't really understand that exactly, but it's in the book you wrote, Holy Roman Empire. I want you to explain that just a second.
Okay.
And then kingdom eight, final kingdom of the seven, is that new world order that we're experiencing now.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yep. That's what I believe it is. That's what I believe, you know, that makes sense to me. These five kingdoms or empires have already fallen. The sixth now reigns, the one that was ruling, you know, in John's day, which was the Roman Empire. Yep. And the seventh is yet to come, but his reign will be brief. So, you know, when I'm talking about the Holy Roman Empire, I'm thinking of basically the Catholic Church ruled, right, the world, the feudalism and all that, the control that they extended. You know, that seemed like it was the biggest entity that was ruling, you know, just like with what did they do when they would kill someone who didn't agree with them, who would speak out against them? What would they call it? What did they call it? You know, they'd bring them up on charges in the church, in the Catholic Church. And then they would have them, they would kill them, and they would torture them and kill them. I mean, even when we were down in Colombia, we saw that they were doing it there. So the Catholic Church had extended worldwide and was, what's the word for that? Anyway, they would have them executed. There's a specific word for it. I can't think of it right now, but anyway, so that's what I'm talking about when I say the Holy Roman Empire, because it extended like a Roman Empire, but it was the Catholic control. Mm-hmm. You know, again, thinking of the feudalism and the lords and the, you know, how they, the people couldn't, just like, but the, when we think about the people in the time of the Reformation with Martin Luther, they had to do whatever the Catholic Church said. And, you know, if you didn't, it was in big trouble. Right. So that's the rule. And then we came over to America. We said, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're going to have our own freedom, and we're not going to have this Catholic Church control who's the kings and have this divine right of kings where basically it's being chosen by the Catholic Church. And I'm not trying to pick on Catholics. I'm trying to talk about this empire that ruled the world, basically. Like, you know, extending all the way to Colombia. So that's goes all around the world. All right. Oh, my screen is changing. Is somebody touching my screen? That's weird. I wasn't even touching my screen. That's weird. What did I do? Oh, you know what? Oh, you know what I did? Okay, never mind. It's not a gremlin. Okay. On my laptop, I touched the mouse pad.
Page. Yeah. Okay.
I'm starting to get a conspiracy theory. Somebody's in my Zoom. All right,
Oh, you're going way too far. Oh, no, 21.
Hey, I got to go back. Sorry about that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's where we are, right there.
There we are. Final. So the final kingdom. So that's another great tip that encourages us that we're on the last one.
Yeah.
From what John says, from as you were talking about, Debbie, the statue that of Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel talked about, from the four beasts, we're going to get to that in a little bit. The four beasts, or maybe I just talked about it yesterday. It may not be in this chapter. Anyway, so all these prophecies lead us to believe that we are on the last one. This is not going on after this. We're ending this now, right here and right now.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Does that anybody else have any thoughts or questions about that? They're headed for destruction, as it says in 11.
Yes.
Okay. I probably should, Val, you said that I probably should beef that up in the book a little bit more about the Holy Roman Empire to make that a little more clear, because that's something that's maybe, needs more clarification. All right, Tess, go for 13.
Yep. Reminder, the beast that was and is not is the eighth kingdom that ascended from the bottomless pit. I believe this means this cult was active long ago, was eradicated, but reemerges in the final kingdom. What do you believe is this kingdom's defining evil characteristics? See Revelation 17, 8 through 11.
Right. Right. So let's see. We've already kind of talked about that. Just the abject evil, I think, is really the point. That's their defining characteristic. And it's worldwide control. But they're headed for
destruction. And I think since it's reemerged, it's probably 100 times more powerful, more evil than probably back then.
Right.
It seemed really bad back then, but when you look at
worldwide,
what all is now, yeah, and it's worldwide. And two, I think, back then they didn't have the technology and stuff to be able to spread that evil much.
Right.
And so,
right,
we have that now that just fires it even more.
Exactly. A very good point. Yes, very good point. President Trump has talked about that it's enabled them to, and even now people are literally, I saw that they're getting 2 days in county jail for buying a child. What are you? Complete amazement. You've got to be kidding me.
Where was that at?
This was I've got the video. I'll have to share it. I'll have to share it. This girl was saying, anyway, I don't know, in California.
That surprised me.
Right. Some Kamala deal. So yeah, there's the evil. This is just evil characteristic of harming children. That's no doubt. The thing that they're so similar to what they were, the original cult back in the day, but just like you said, on steroids. And that's what we have to finally say, they're headed for destruction, because this can't continue. Humanity won't continue. We cannot allow the children to be harmed. Well, how many children? 300,000 have been lost across the world.
300,000.
Yeah. And just so you know, don't forget to go to skippy-dee-doo-dah, you guys. I'm going to be, we're going to be working again toward helping the children who have endured this horrible tragedy in their lives. So I really appreciate skippy-dee-doo-dah for doing that. And so I'll be there in October 25th, 2024. All right. So let me go keep from messing up the screen. All right. So next is Tammy.
Tammy. Okay. Describe how the 10 horns, kingdoms, empires helped the New World Order, Babylon, gain world domination for a short time. The 10 horns of the beast are 10 kings who have not yet risen to power. They will be appointed to their kingdoms for one brief moment to reign with the beast. They will all agree to give him their power and authority.
Right. So describe how they help the New World Order gain this.
We're seeing. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't understand the intricacies of it. However, it just seems like in Canada, Trudeau, everything he does, someone is telling him what to do. Here, Biden, everything he's doing, someone is telling him what to do. The other countries, Macron in France, they're all under some, higher power, and we know that they're the families of the name's unknown, I guess. But that's what I'm seeing everywhere. I just, again, that
I
look of
agree.
amazement. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, how could it be this worldwide? They're all in unison. Like, I guess that annual thing they go to, the meeting they go to, they all are on board
Yep. Yep.
to
Right.
destroy.
Where Kamala's clearly speaking on their behalf. And then like with Macron just arresting Durov, the CEO of Telegram, you know that that was on orders of someone much higher than Macron. Right. And so here are the districts right here. There's 10 worldwide regions. The US and Canada is one. So that's one of the ways they control through all those seven hills that we talked about before, the education and entertainment and the government and the media and all that tech and all that. That's one is the US and one is Europe and one is South America. And then you've got, interestingly enough, Africa is divided into three. So you've got the northern part of Africa and the Middle East is considered one. It's an easier, somehow easier way to control. And then you've got China is one control construct. And then the number nine, all the Asian, South Asian countries is one. And then you've got Australia. So they've got, this is the 10 horns or the 10 toes or all this 10 these. This is how they've kind of separated it out so that they are able to control them. Okay. So it's not, they don't control each one, all of them together, because this is the way that they can get us fighting against each other. Oh, well, number one needs to fight against number seven. And oh, now we got to get 7 against 10. It's just a giant game of risk for them, a risk board. So, name a few of the horns. I'm going to do number 15 that are currently no longer giving their authority to the New World Order.
Bricks? Is that
The
the
horn.
guy?
Well, I'm thinking
Oh.
on this map, from this map.
Wasn't that like, who's B?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Brazil.
Brazil,
There you go.
Brazil,
Yes.
Russia. Or is it Russia or is it, what's the
Russia.
R? Russia, India, and
India's
C.
number nine,
China.
ending with number nine.
Let's see, somebody help me out here.
China. China is number 10.
China. That's what that
Yeah.
was the first one I thought was China.
Oh, there it is.
And then South Africa is
South
actually
Africa.
number four. South Africa is number four, separate from the middle part of Africa. Interesting. So, but Brazil is really taking it right now. It's got a lot of issues going on in Brazil right now, and that's where I was saying that Bill Gates had put the West Nile virus through the mosquitoes. So poor people in Brazil are really struggling. Really, it should have been, oh, what was the name of that wonderful man? He won the election, but he was not, and all the people out in the streets saying we wanted him, and it was just awful. So just these poor people in Brazil. But I think of all of them, the only one I can think of that's not really that's standing against them is really only Russia is free of them.
Yeah, their own money, their own, yeah,
Right. I
their
don't
own.
know that China is free of them. I don't think they are because, yeah. So I, it appears that anyway, it's hard to know because so much is confusing right now, but it looks like, with Russia maybe the only one that's finally gotten free. All right. So yet, but won't be long and everybody will be free and these people will be gone. No. Bible says we'll look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. All right, number 16.
Is that me?
Yep.
Yes.
The beast, false prophet, harlot, and 10 kingdoms wage war against the lamb. Who wins? We know we
Yeah,
win.
right. Yes.
Verse 14 says, together they will go to war against the lamb, but the lamb will defeat them because he is Lord of all lords and king of all kings. And he called and his called and chosen and faithful ones. Here's the answer to that question. And the next question. And he called and chose and was they
Amen.
were faithful, the ones that will be with him. And
Amen.
that's how we'll be able to overcome is to be with him. And
You're answering two questions. Okay, that's good.
I know
That's good.
I'm answering all of those right there
Right. Yes, it's too good. It's too good.
The truth will be realized is what I wrote down. And Amen. The people will turn from the abject evil. Mm-hmm. And the saints that you were talking about that include lots of faith groups will be called in with him to be the overcomers and the winners.
Yes, really. Yeah. And this does not play into their narrative because they want us all separated on religion. And really, whereas, yes, we maybe have differences of opinion, but we agree on one thing. We don't want to hurt kids. And we want to walk with God and have everybody treated fairly and freedom for everybody. So, yeah. So they all are waging war against us, no doubt. We can feel it. We know it. The harlot, the beast, the false prophet, and all these 10 kingdoms, the ones who rule these 10 kingdoms are ruling against us, are waging war against us, sorry.
I think it's important for us to remember that it's not us against them. We have a people group in all these different countries that are faithful and are believers and are working to this goal. It's not just us.
Exactly. Thank you. Very good point. Our struggle is against the New World Order. Yeah. The harlot, the beast, the false prophet, not against the people of these countries.
Exactly.
Exactly. Very good point. All right. So number 18.
Who are the ones that are with him? God's chosen people, the faithful ones, the followers, the believers.
Right. Called, chosen, faithful. Yes. Their characteristics. Yeah. Called, chosen, faithful. So that's you guys. That's all of us. All of us listening. Okay. Number 20. Tammy.
Well, take a moment to praise the Lord. He is worthy. Thank you, Lord, for such an honor to fight alongside you in this epic battle of Armageddon.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are here.
Amen.
Some of us aren't quite there yet, but we know they're on the way.
Right.
We're praying them in.
Yes.
Even if they have not understood yet, but they still have not done the evil, their eyes are going to be open and they're going to realize. And that's our prayer, is that everyone's eye could be opened.
Amen.
Every knee will bow.
Right.
Yes.
How exciting is that? You know, that's one of my prayers all the time is, Lord, I just can't wait to see the revival, the fire that's going to go across the world.
Yes.
You know, not just a city or state, or it's going to be worldwide, and it's just going to like consume the world. And for once in our lifetime, and probably many people's lifetime, we get to see that. We get to be a part of the good and not all the evil. You know, we've seen the world just so overcome by evil, and now we get to see it overcome by God, His grace and His faithfulness and His love and His mercy. And it's going to be fabulous.
We get a taste of that when we go to a Trump rally.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get a sampling. And actually, one of the best times I've ever had was January 6th. That group up there, that is my bros and sisters. Those people are like amazing, amazing people who just, they had fought like crazy to get up there. It was not easy to get to DC for January 6th. And I'm telling you, I've told you before, we were in there so packed, so tight. I'm telling you, I've never been so close to people in my life. I'm telling you, touching me here, and here. I think I might have gotten married. I don't know. All right, so 21 was too much. It was a lot of closeness. Such the greatest people in the world. Greatest people in the world. Yeah. Okay. Her the angel who are the waters. Revelation 17:5. Then the angel said to me, "The waters where the prostitute is ruling represent masses of people of every nation and language." The waters where the prostitute is ruling represent masses of people of every nation and language. Those are the waters. So it already it explained to us who the waters are. And so going back to our cute little map, the waters are all the people who live in all these regions who are ruled over by the harlot, okay, by these ones who'll do anything for the New World Order. All right. Okay, 22. Who's doing 22? Tess? Okay, Tammy, go.
I think it's me. Okay. Per the angel, how did the 10 horns feel about the harlot? Why? The scarlet beast and his 10 horns all hate the prostitute. They will strip her naked and her flesh and burn her remains with fire. For God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. They will agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast, and so the words of God will be fulfilled.
Amen. Amen. How do these 10 horns feel about the harlot. They hate her. Isn't that crazy? And so what is, why is that? That is so strange, isn't it? They've been working as a team all this time.
Well, they have no choice. They've given up their freedom. They've given up their choice. They have to do this wherever it goes. I would think.
To save themselves and throw the other one under the bus. Under
right.
the bus.
Right.
So they're trying to succeed, and if they can step
no
on
loyalty
at that, and maybe they can win.
Right. They have no respect for these harlots, these people who will do anything that they're told. You think they have respect for Kamala?
No.
Right? Do you think they have respect for Macron?
No.
Or Trudeau? Or Biden? Clearly, we've seen they threw him under the bus. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, and especially if they don't do, you know, what they're, you know, because he did what he was told. Biden did what he was told. But if they don't succeed, all these people at the top want, the bloodlines want, is they expect you to succeed. And if you don't succeed, we're going to destroy you.
That's Kamala right now. Bat her up. When she debates, she could be gone the next day. She knows it.
Exactly.
Why she's too scared to do it.
they're just trying,
No matter what she says, the people that she's promised things to are going to call her on them. Not just us, but she's been way left. She's been moderate. She's been all, and nobody's going to be happy with her, no matter what she says. Right. So that's why she's afraid to debate.
Right, right. So it's just such an interesting thing because the Lord put it in their minds. They've always been working together, lockstep. But now, and even saw that today, they were, you know, railing on her, you know, the CNN with Cooper, Anderson Cooper was railing on Kamala, whatever. I just, you know, they don't know what to do. And they just want to win and whatever they have to do to win. And whoever they have to strip naked, eat the flesh and burn them with fire. It's like, whatever they have to do to destroy them so they can survive. They're just out for themselves. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. Win.
I think about the minions is what I call them, you know, because you got the harlot up here and everybody else is just her minion. And, you know, and when it talks about how they don't like her, well, it's because, I mean, they have to obey, but yet they know that their life could be very limited if they don't win or do it right or get the right result or, you know, and so, you know, they live in fear too, because, oh my God, I got to do this exactly right, or I'm out, or they're going to kill me, or, you know,
right.
And so that's why can you think about living that kind of life? Mm-hmm. I mean, gosh, the turmoil and the just the hate and the, I don't know, it's just horrible to think about.
Yeah, it is. So, but the Lord is putting this in their heart, in their minds, to carry out his purposes so that they will end up, instead of fighting us, they're fighting each other. That infighting
right.
will cause them to be destroyed. So praise the Lord for that. All right, Deb, 23.
Well, we've answered that. Describe the practical terms, what the 10 horns do to the harlot. And and basically, if she can't win, they're going to throw her in the trash.
Right. There you go. Thank you. Very good.
Nothing. If you're not any more used to me, you're gone.
You're gone. All right. 24, Tess.
Per Revelation 17, 16 through 17, who puts it in the New World Order, 10 horns, hearts to destroy the harlot? That is amazing. They absolutely deserve it.
So, which we already talked about that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, we kind of all fit into that
pool. So, but God did it. God put it in their heart. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the thing, that he's got the ace in the pocket, because God can turn the heart of even the king, as the Bible says, whithersoever mm-hmm. he will. He can put this in their heart to, you know.
Let's read 17 right there, because it says it so well.
Okay, go ahead.
Is 20? It 17? No, go up a little bit. Where is it?
For God has put it, yeah.
Right there.
For God
For
has put
God
a
has.
plan in their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. They will agree to give the authority. But there have been times when things have come out of the people's mouths that they didn't intend to say and say it that way. And it was because God was putting that mouth, and they were having to say what he said.
I think I love that. That's a great point, Deb. Yeah,
Yeah.
that they, yeah, they shouldn't have said it, but it came out. Very good
They
point.
couldn't help it.
Yep, they said it. All right, 25.
Oh, is that
Tammy.
me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How has the harlot ruled over the kings of the earth? And this woman you saw in your vision represents the great city that rules over the kings of the world.
I think I talked about that at the beginning.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we're kind of.
So it was the harlot is really they are the hands and feet and the mouthpiece of the ones at the top.
Yeah.
And if they don't do, that then the beast at the top, the elite know that they're curtains. So in that way, they're ruling over them.
They're controlling them.
They're able to control them. And so if they, like right now, there are people who are sweating bullets because they are afraid of what's going to happen at that debate, and Kamala's going to fall flat on her face, and they're counting on her. So she is in one sense ruling over them because she can screw it up for everybody. See? So
Yep.
that's what it's talking about. That I think all of these, they're counting on Macron, they're counting on Trudeau, they're counting on all these ones that they've put in these positions. You get all this wealth, you get all this power, you get all this whatever. You can do this horrible thing and get a get out of jail free card, but you better succeed, right?
You
And so
better obey.
they're counting on them to do that. And if they don't, then they're then it exposes the New World Order. They're expecting Zuckerberg. He's extremely wealthy and powerful, and they're expecting him to control the social media, right? And if the truth comes out on Facebook, then it hurts the ones at the top. So that's what it's talking about. That's how, in that it means it's kind of an interesting way it's ruling over them because they're the ones in the driver's seat. They're driving the car. The elite are sitting in the back seat. The ones who are actually up in front of the camera saying the words and making the decisions at Facebook or whatever. All right, Debbie, 26.
Oh, this is that verse 17 that is so good. If the harlot fails to control or rule over the people through the government, the MSM, the medical education, entertainment, etc., what will happen to the New World Order? And it's going to fulfill God's purpose is the answer. Because in the last part of 17, it says, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And it's they will agree to give their authority. But though the words of God will be fulfilled, it's his purpose and his plan that he will use. Remember in the even in the Old Testament, how God even used those bad kings to
Right.
fulfill his purposes for
Right.
countries, wars, and all of that stuff. And so they think they're in control, but they're not. My
Right.
husband had this conversation yesterday. Control is an illusion. And if you think you're in control, you're probably fooling yourself because
Or not.
control. Only God is in control, and he's the one
Amen.
that we to look for to our guidance and our strength and our so the Lord will destroy and remove the new world order from the earth, and we're going to get to see it. We're going to get to see it.
Can you believe it? I can't even wait. And we're like
So
right at the
exciting.
door, right at the door. I thought this was a really great study. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, everybody, for
Yeah.
watching. I think this is going to be really helpful. I hope that you guys have watched all the other ones. If you haven't, you might want to start from the beginning and go step by step by step because it builds upon one after another after another. So we've got the videos there. We've got the obviously, you need to read the book because the book is really, what. Really helps you to understand a lot of these things. And the questions that we have, especially if you're very new to this understanding of end times, it's just going to take a minute. So be patient with yourself. But we've got all these resources over here for you. If you want to watch all of our videos, they're right here under these categories. Look up small group studies and you'll see now 20 of them. We've got about, I think, six more and we're done. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the great news. Sometimes it's easier for people to listen to it. I'm hoping that you guys will take this opportunity to, when the book comes out, the study guide comes out, that you will do the study guide yourself and really thoughtfully go and answer these questions yourself with the videos can help you. And then maybe get together with people in a small group study who are also hungry to know the truth. All right. I'm praying for you that this will help you guys. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for this wonderful understanding that we have now. It's by your spirit that we could understand any of this. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have you are the one who guides us through. We thank you that we will defeat this harlot and the beast and the false prophet. The new world order will be gone. And we just can't even wait for this day. We praise you, Lord, that you are over all these things. And even to the point that you can put it in their hearts and their minds to do these things so that they destroy this evil empire, this eighth and final evil empire, because now we're going to have your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just like we prayed for all of our lives, we thank you. Just like humanity has prayed for years and years and years, we thank you that this promise is going to be fulfilled. We're going to get to see it. I pray that you'll just guide everyone who's listening so that they will really soak in this understanding, really understand your revelation to us so that they can help others and just help this truth to run, Lord. We know that one day everyone's going to know this. We just want it to be ready so that when it's that time, that we'll have everything in place so the truth will run about this. We praise you and thank you and honor you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. Okay, I guess I'll tell everyone goodbye. So just hold on, girls, and I'll talk to you in a minute. And I will tell my wonderful battalion how much I love them. Hang on real quick. I'm going to stop sharing the screen. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. I'm so glad that you all have been here with us today. And so just stay tuned. And we will talk to you later. We love you.